theme of Parshas Truma is the mitzvah of Binyan HaMishkan, also the Migdosh, V'shachante B'Saicham. The mitzvah is Naheges L'Doiros. This was a Hayru Ashor. There were details here about the Mishkan that are purely Hayru Ashor. And there are other aspects that are Dinim L'Doiros, how to build the Beis HaMigdosh. What is the purpose of Beis HaMigdosh? What is the function of the Beis HaMigdosh? So first of all, it's a mokum lahakrovas hakarbonus. Secondly, it's the center of the Torah, both the center for Torah Shebichsav as well as Torah Shebal Peh. The halacha required that they should have the Sefer Torah Shekosav Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Sefer Torah and he told the Levim at the end of Chumash Devarim, Lokoch HaSefer HaTorah B'Samtem Asa B'Tzad Aron B'Ris Hashem. And the halacha says that that's the Sefer HaAzara. The Sefer has to be in the Azara. And that's the official text of the Sefer Torah. Whenever there'll be a suffix as to what the correct reading should be over the generations, everyone was copying a Sefer Torah from another Sefer Torah. So mistakes can creep in as far as the text. So the Medrash says, on that pasuk, the Alkut Shemani quotes the Medrash, that this should be the official text of the Sefer Torah, and they should check against the Sefer HaAzara. The Medrash says that on one occasion, probably during the period of the Bai Sheni, there was a question regarding the three different words in the Chumash, what the word should be, Alatzile b'nei Yisrael, Roshalach Yodo, or El Zaltute b'nei Yisrael. So they checked, there were three Sifri Azara, Alpidin, all the Sfarim on the Azara have the special status of Sefer Azara, that's the official text to check the accuracy of the Nusach of the Chumash. And two of them had Atzile, and one had Al Zaltute. So bitlus echad b'fnei ashnayim. So the Chachamim said, you go basarov. Then there was also a question about ma'ono lekeked, and whether it says ma'on or ma'ono. So two had ma'ono and one had ma'on. So the Beis HaMikdash is the center of the Torah Shebichsav. That's the official text, the Sefer Azara. And then it's the official center for the Torah Shebal Peh. The halacha requires that the Sanhedrin has to meet in the Lishkas HaGozes in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's not only a din in Sanhedrin, it's a din in Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash Bishlei Musa is when you have a Sanhedrin meeting there. The Mishnah tells us that 40 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni, the Sanhedrin went into self-imposed exile, they went into Golus. So the Mishnah says in the end of Sotah, when the Sanhedrin went into Golus, it was like the beginning of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, so things became weaker in the Beis HaMikdash. Then they already started making observances for the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Beis HaMikdash was still functioning, they were still bringing korbanos, that role of the Beis HaMikdash was still intact. But the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be the center of all of Torah Shebal Peh, that was lost when the Bez Nagorol went into exile. The Rambam starts off Hilchas Mamrim. Bez Nagorol, who sit in the Lishkas HaGozer, they are the Yamudei HaHayroa, the Iker of Torah Shebal Peh. It's the center of Torah Shebal Peh. We recite the tefillah and the davening that appears in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, the end of Pirkei Avos. Malchanach Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yomeinu Yisein Chalkeinu B'Sar HaSecha. What's the connection between Yibana Beis HaMikdash? We're learning very nicely. Torah center of the world, Yeshiva University. What do you need a Beis HaMikdash for? Yisein Chalkeinu B'Sar HaSecha. We have such a big chelik in the Torah. So apparently when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, the learning will be on a much higher level. The Iker of the Limud HaTorah is in the Beis HaMikdash. Shlomo HaMelech offered a special tefillah when he built the Bayis Rishon. Tefillah appears in Sefer Melachim and in Divrei Hayamim. It's repeated. It's like Shinuim. So Shlomo HaMelech develops a third theme, that the role of the Beis HaMikdash is that it should be the center of tefillah. He says, V'ispalo Elecho, everyone should come to daven in the Beis HaMikdash, and even those who don't come to daven in the Beis HaMikdash have to daven nochach HaMikdash, they have to face HaBeis HaMikdash. That's what he says. V'ispalo Elecho derech HaBayis HaZeh, they should face the Beis HaMikdash when they daven. He says, three lashonos, V'ispalo Elecho derech HaBayis HaZeh, V'ispalo Elecho derech Artzom, V'ispalo Elecho derech Ha'ir HaZos. So the Gemara says in Brachas, it depends. If you live in Chutz Lord, you just have to face Eretz Yisrael. All of Eretz Yisrael has a lower level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. You see, if you're davening in Eretz Yisrael, you have to face Yerushalayim. All of Yerushalayim has a certain level of Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. If you're in Yerushalayim and you're davening, then you have to daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. at the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, so the pasuk says in Eicha Gam Ki Ezek Vashabeah, saw some tfilosi. The prayers are no longer accepted the same way they used to be accepted. That's why we have a meaning that on Tisha B'Av we are acting as if the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed today, so we leave out this Kabbal Tzeloson in the Kaddish after the Shemona Esrei, because the Gemara says in Perek Hazov in Bava Metzia that the tfilos are not accepted to the same extent that used to be Bizman Shah Beis Hamikdash Hayakayim. If you look, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tfilah, so the Rambam's opinion is that the obligation to daven once a day, every day, is a din min haTorah. Tefillah is the Raisa. The Gemara says Tefillah is the Rabbanan. That only means to daven three times a day, the Minyan haTefillah, the Mispar haTefillah, and the specific Nusach haTefillah. The text of the Tefillah is Midi Rabbanan. But the outline of the Tefillah, you have to start with Shevach, then give Bakasha, then give Hoidoya. The outline of the tefillah and the principle that tefillah should be every day, once a day, every day, the Rambam's opinion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah is that that's min haTorah. So when you, and then he says, what changed? Anshei Knesset HaGedolah changed it, and he introduced the 3-4 times a day, 5 times a day, on Yom Kippur, you have Ne'ilah, and the specific Nusach HaTefillah. So the Rambam first writes, what was the Raisa? And then he writes, what was the Rabbanah? So the Rambam includes the Nedin of the Raisa, the Halacha of Nochach HaMikdash. You have to daven facing the Beis HaMikdash. That sounds from the Rambam that that's a Din de Raisa. You can't learn it out from what Shlomo HaMelech said. Shlomo HaMelech says, everyone should come to the Beis HaMikdash to daven. Everyone should face the Beis HaMikdash. Where is the Mokram and Chumash for this din? So the Netziv, Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the Netziv. Netziv says on the pasuk, the Shichner Sidrishu, that it means, Lidrosh means to daven. Pashup Shat, you can learn differently. So the Netziv suggests, the Shichner Sidrishu means you should face the Beis HaMikdash when you daven. So the Netziv understands that that pasuk is the source for this principle of Tfilah Nochach HaMikdash. The Kuzari writes that he thinks that the Beis HaMikdash was the center of Nevuah also, not just the center of Torah and the center of Tefillah, it was the center of Nevuah. He says, you look in Tanakh, you see the Nevi'im, we're always hanging around the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara talks about Yonah HaNavi. Who was he? So they used to have a graduate school for education and a graduate school for economics and a graduate school for chemistry and physics and mathematics and a graduate school for Nevuah. They had B'nai HaNavi'im. They had people who were studying. And then they gave him a degree, I guess. Honoris causa, he made him into honorary Nevi'im, real Nevi'im, whatever it was, they had Nevi'im. So Yonah was not a student in the graduate school for Nevuah. So where did he get Nevuah? So the Medrash says that he was Oyla Regal, he went to visit Beis HaMikdash, and Shor Sa'ol of Shechina. Shor Sa'ol is the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Nevuah is all about. So that's what the Kuzari develops, that theme. The Beis HaMikdash was the mocker, was the center of all of the Nevuah. Ramban HaChumash, at the beginning of the parsha, writes, he thinks the Iker purpose of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash was to be Mamshech the Maimir HaSinai. There was a Hashvas HaShchina and HaSinai where there was a Gilui Shechina. The Shechina was visible. What do you mean God doesn't have a body? What do you mean Gilui Shechina? So the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim writes that the Gilui Shechina means that there's some heavenly light, not like the lights that we're used to, these kind of lights, some divine heavenly light that was visible. So on Har Sinai there was a Gilui Shechina, and in the Mishkan the Shechina was sometimes Begilui and sometimes Beseser. So the Ramban writes that he thinks the purpose of the Mishkan was to be Mamshech Nemaim in Har Sinai. That's why you have the Luchas there. The Luchas were given in Har Sinai. That's Rav Soloveitchik developed the theme that the essence of the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus because it housed the Luchas Ha'edus. That the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira takes a stand on a Machlekes HaTanayim in Yuma, Dafna Dalet. The Tanayim have a Machlekes. Where was the Orem with the Luchas during the whole period of the Bayis Sheni? So one opinion, three different opinions in the Tanaim. Where was the Orem with the Luchas? So the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah usually just says halachas. He doesn't take a stand on historical issues. In the Moreh Nevuchim, he talks sometimes about history. But in the Mishnah Torah, it's just miyuchad for halachas. Once in a while, he'll give a little musa. He'll tell you the moral of the story, the musa haskalah of the mitzvah, is this, that, and the other thing. So the Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, writes that the whole period of the Beis Sheni, the Luchas were in the basement of the Beis HaMikdosh, that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdosh, he had to build it according to the instructions that were given to him in a Megillah Biksav that David HaMelech gave Shlomo HaMelech. In the Siddur, you have Mizmishah Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. And he says that he was sick and he almost died and he got a refuah shleimah. So what does it have to do with Mizmishah Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid? When someone is sick, so we say Tehillim. So that's one of the Tehillim that we say, Mizmishah, Amimcha Hashem Kedidi Sani, because he was sick and he almost died and he got better. So what does it have to do with Chanukas Beis HaMikdash? David HaMelech was before the Chanukah. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash. How could David HaMelech be Mechanach the Beis HaMikdash that wasn't built yet? Can't be Mechanach Beis HaMikdash till after it's built. He wasn't permitted to build the Beis HaMikdash. He was preparing, and then he wanted to build it, and then he asked the Novi, and the Novi said, Dam Rab Shafachta, you did mitzvahs, you killed all the terrorists, you killed all the Palestinians, did a big mitzvah, but the Beis HaMikdash has to be a Mokam Shalom. You're going to have a son Shlomo, he's going to be an Ish Shalom, he's going to be Shalom during his lifetime, and he'll build the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash. What do you mean? He composed the tefillah al shem ha'asid. Yeah, but it doesn't say a word about the Beis HaMikdash. He said he was sick and he almost died, and his life was spared. So what has got to do? So Rav Elbel Soloveitchik in the Sefer on Chumash explains what it is, based on the Yalkut Shemayni. Just like the Avodah had in the Beis HaMikdash had to be done by Amida, and the Mishnah says, the Pasuk says, Lamed L'Shoris, Ki Bom Baruch Hashem Lamed L'Shoris, and Chumash Dvar. The Kohanim were chosen to do the Avodah Ba'amida. If you do the Avodah B'yeshiva, it's possible. And Duchening has to be Ba'amida, because Duchening is also Baruch Hashem Lama L'Shor Se Levarach B'Shmo. The Duchening has to be Ba'amida. It's also an Avodah. Like HaKrovas HaKarbonah. So too, the Megillah B'Ksav, Hakol B'Ksav Mi'ad Hashem Alay Haskil, is a Pasuk in Dibri HaYomim that the Gemara quotes, that the Beis HaMikdash had to be built exactly according to the instructions that God HaNavi gave David HaMelech, and it was given Biksav. So just like the Avodah has to be Ba'amida, so the transmitting of the Megillah Biksav has to be Ba'amida. So David HaMelech was so deathly sick, he couldn't even stand up from the bed. So he thought that the whole plan to build the Beis HaMikdash was going to be Batel Mevutel. He had this Megillah Biksav that he had to hand over Ba'amida to his son Shlomo. So he praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he recovered to the extent that he was able to stand, and he gave it over immediately to his son Shlomo HaMelech. And this enabled Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. David HaMelech composed this tefillah that he had a refuah, and he was able to proceed to give the Megillah Biksav. So that Megillah Biksav had to be followed very strictly. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be mishan anything in the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. Hakol Biksav Mi'ad Hashem Alay Haskel. That's what the recent poskim say when the reform started changing everything in the shul. For so many centuries, the Shulchan was in the middle of the shul for the purpose of Kriyas HaTorah. The rabbis weren't concerned that the whole tzibur won't hear the chazan. The rabbis were not chazanim, they were rabbis. So the chazan should daven from the front. Either people in the back won't hear, so they won't hear the chazan. But the rabbis were concerned everybody has to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So the Kriyas HaTorah has to be from the Shulchan in the middle that everybody should hear. So the reform, one of the first things they did was that they moved the shulchan all the way up to the front. Because apparently that's the way it is in the churches. They have nothing in the middle. So they wanted to imitate the churches. So the Rabbonim in Hungary and in Europe, they came out against all the shinuyim at the Beis HaKnesses. So then they took down the mechitza and they had mixed seating and so on. So they said, not allowed to be mishana anything in the Beis HaKnesses, because the Beis HaKnesses is a migdash miyat. And just like in Beis HaMikdash, there's a din hakol b'ksav miyat Hashem alay haskil. The Gemara says in Sukkah in Chulin that you're not allowed to be Mishana, that the Tzura's Beis HaMikdash. So too in the Beis HaKnesses, you're not allowed to be Mishana on principle. You can change the Parochah, it's a different color, have a different design, okay, different lights, whatever you want to have, but that's not in principle, you're not changing anything.
How do we know from that Pasuk that the handover of the plans of the Beis HaMikdash has to be
done? The Yalkut Shemayni says like that. I don't know, they don't quote a Pasuk. No, Rav Elbel just explains that that's the theme of the tefillah, that David HaMelech thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu that now that he recovered, he was able to stand and hand over the Megillah B'Ksav. So now this plan of the Beis HaMikdash will be fulfilled. He'll be able to give it over.
The Mishnah Shkalim says that it was hidden in the basement and not in the floor. There's a Mishnah Shkalim that one time the Kohen saw like a floorboard at a place.
Yeah, right. But the Gemara has different Tanoim. Apparently some Tanoim, the Gemara quotes that Mishnah, right? The other Tanoim say it never happened, that it's not so, that the Ora and the whole Bayi Sheni Pir was in Bavel, and others say it was a different location. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira adopts this historical position that the Orain with the Luchos was in the basement the whole period of the Bayi Sheni. The end of the Bayi Shvishin period, the Pasuk says in Nivra Yomim that Yoshua HaMelech was going as the Luchos in the basement. So the Rambam says, what kind of halacha is that? He says, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, he had this Megillah B'Ksav, and the Megillah B'Ksav included instructions that you have to have a vault in the basement, a special room to house the Luchos when the time will come that it should be removed from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Why they removed it from the Kodesh HaKadoshim is another question. That's what the Pasuk Divrei Yomim gives some kind of a unclear explanation. Why did Yoshua HaMelech remove the Orem with the Luchos from the Kodesh HaKadoshim? But once he removed it, so he put it in the basement. So the Rambam adapts, in the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBchira, the Rambam adapts that position to the Tanoim, that during the whole period of the Bayi Sheni, the Orem with the Luchos was in the basement. So Rav Soloveitchik was wondering why the Rambam takes a stand on a historical issue. In the Mishneh Torah, it's a question of history. It's not a question of halacha. So he thought the Rambam must have understood that it's an issue of halacha. And the Rambam understood that that's the halacha. The Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edus Al Shem Luchos Ha'edus. The essence of the Mishkan is that it houses the Luchos, like the Ramban says, that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is supposed to be a Hemshach of Maimon HaSinai. So you have to have the Luchos there. Either the Luchos have to be upstairs or downstairs. And downstairs was not just they put it in the basement in storage. No, that was a special vault. The Rambam writes in the Medrash, that was a special vault that according to the original plan, the Ksav, that the God Anovi gave to David HaMelech, that's the location, the two correct locations for the Luchos, either upstairs in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or downstairs in that special vault. So the Rambam apparently felt that that's a halachic issue, that you can't have a Beis HaMikdash without Luchos. It must be that in Bayi Sheni, the Luchos must have been there in the basement. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there is a Ibn Ezra has a comment. The difference between Truma and Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh has all the big dekuna, and Truma has the whole Mishkan and the Klei HaMishkan. The problem is that there are two Mizbachas. There was Mizbech HaPnim and Mizbech HaChitzon. Mizbech HaChitzon was the Mizbech HaOilon. Mizbech HaPnim was the Mizbech HaKtoris, only for the purpose of HaKtoris. So it's very strange. After you finish everything in Parshas Tetzaveh, then all of a sudden the Torah reminds itself. It says in Shvi, in Parshas Tetzaveh, we'll see some Mizbech Miktak Torahs. That belongs in Parshas Truma, together with all the other Klei HaMikdash. Why is the Mizbech HaKtoris all the way at the end of Tetzaveh? So it's totally out of place. So the Ibn Ezra poses the question, and he gives an answer. It's very unclear what his answer is. He gives something al pi Kabbalah, it sounds like. So the Rav Soloveitchik understood that Ibn Ezra was saying that the purpose, hard to say the purpose, there were many purposes of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a center of Torah and the center of Tefillah and the center of Nevuah and the center of Hakrovas HaKavana. It has a lot of purposes. But one of the purposes was V'yosel HaMikdash V'shachante B'Sarchom to have a Hachnos HaSarchom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Medrash has on Parshas Truma. Moshe Lamelech, the king marries off his daughter to a prince from another far-off country, and this is his beloved daughter. He's never going to see her. She's going to live hundreds of miles away. So he kisses her goodbye after the wedding, and then he says, do me a favor, when you build your home, make a little room for me so I'll be able to come visit you once in a while, and even if I won't visit, the room will be there, and I'll feel good. So the Baruch Shalom Soto, the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah. The Torah is like his daughter, his beloved daughter, and he told us we should make a room to house the Torah, and this is his room, Shachante B'Socham, and he's going to come and visit by us. So the Ibn Ezra, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood, Ibn Ezra understood that one of the major purposes of the Beis HaMikdash is to do an act of Hachnas HaSorchim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you do Hachnas HaSorchim, what's required? So we read in Sefer Melachim, when the Isha HaShunamis spoke to her husband that the Isha Elikim, Elisha Novi, is passing by, let's make a special room for him so he'll be able to stay by us all the time. So they made a special room, Aliyas Kir Ktana, and they put Mita v'shulchan kisei u'menorah. So you see that's how you fulfill hachnasa sarchan. Mita v'shulchan kisei menorah. So when we do hachnasa sarchan for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have a menorah. We have a mita and a kisei is only for a human being. That sometimes he's resting because he gets tired, and sometimes he sits on the chair. The Shechina doesn't need, the Rebbeinu Shlom doesn't need mita and a kisei. So you have just one. So you have a shulchan, you have the menorah, and then you have the aron, is the mita and the kisei. So the mizbeach haktoires is not really part of the hachnasa sarcha mitzvah. That's solely for the purpose of hakrovas hakarbonas. The mizbeach, somehow the mizbeach achitzon was part of that. That's how Rav Soloveitchik understood this unclear statement of the Ibn Ezra, that the other kelim, leaving out
the kitchen,
leaving out the mizbeach haktoires, that was solely for the purpose of hakrovas hakarbonas. The other kelim, the mizbeach achitzon with the others, that's part of the binyan. There is a halacha, the Gemara in Zvachim says there's a difference between the Mizbech HaPnimi and the Mizbech HaChitzon. The Mizbech HaChitzon, the Mizbech HaOla, was Mizbech HaDoma, means it was Memula BaDoma. That's at the end of Parshas Yisro. Mizbech HaDoma Ta'asali, no, where's that Mizbech HaDoma? Yeah. Mizbech HaDoma Ta'asali, so it means Memula BaDoma. So the Gemara says that the Mizbech HaChitzon was Mechuba LaKarka, it was Dina Kibinyan, as opposed to the Mizbech HaPnimi was a Kli. Mizbech HaKtoris was a Kli, and the Mizbech HaChitzon was a Binyan. There are several differences halacha l'maisa. The Torah gives us the measurements for all the Kelim. And it gives you in Amos, how tall it has to be, how wide and how long it has to be. So how big is an Amo? So the Mishnah has an Amo is 6 Tvachim. Tefach is like this, so 6 Tvachim is an Amo. So the Mishnah has a machlekes hatanaim, Rabbi Rabbiuda, in the end of Menachos, maybe Amashal Kli is only chamisha tfochim. Amashal Binyan is shisha tfochim. Is Amashal Kelim also shisha tfochim or chamisha tfochim? So it's a machlekes hatanaim. So according to half of the Tanaim, none of them saw the Beis HaMikdash. All the Tanaim who are fighting about this lived after the Churban Abayis. So half of the Tanaim claim that the Mizbeach HaChitzon was an Amma Bashisha Tvachim, because that was Binyan. Mizbech HaChitzim is Binyan. And the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Shurim that he gave, Abba Amma Bas Chamisha Tvachim, because that was a Kli. You have another difference also. The Gemara says a halacha in the first half in Erevin, in other Mesichtis, and Zvachim the Gemara has, it says you have to Shech the Oila Pesach Oil Moed. So the Gemara says you can only, the Oila is only Koshev, you Shech the Bizmanche Oil Moed Pasuach. Before they open up the gates of Ol Moed, if you shech the korban, even though it's bayom, but they didn't open, let's say in the middle of the day, for some reason or another, the Kohanim decided to lock the gates in front of the Beis HaMikdash, and you shech korbanos then, so it'll be puzzled, because the question whether it's only a din by oil or it's a din by all korbanos, Tosfos has a discussion on the first daf, shlamim for shechtem, the Loshon HaGemara, shlamim for shechtem, korim psichas dal sahecha. So that's a discussion Tosfos has. Is it only shlamim or does it apply to all karbonos? Another discussion. So let's say they lock the gates of Oel Moed in the middle of the day and someone will shech the shlamim then. So the Gemara says it'll be posel. So the Gemara says you have to shech Pesach Oel Moed. Let's say the Pesach Oel Moed is posel, but someone put a fence, someone put a mechitza in the middle of the Azara, and I'm shechting a shlamim and there's a chatzitza, there's a hepsik of a fence in between where I'm shechting and where the Oel Moed is posuach. The Gemara says also it won't be any good. So what if you're shechting in such a way, you're shechting the Shlom in such a way that the Mizbeach HaChitzon is blocking your view? I'm shechting right in front of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Mizbeach HaChitzon blocks the view. It's very tall. Blocks the view between where I'm shechting and the Pesach Ol Moed. The Gemara said that's not a problem. How come that's not a problem? So the Gemara sounds like it says because the Mizbeach HaChitzon is a binyan. It's not a kli. If it will be a kli, then it's a dover acher, so it's mafsik. But it's part of the that's the floor of the Azara. The top of the Mizbech is the floor of the Azara. And the height of the Mizbech is part of the structure. So that's not a chatzitza. Chatzitza is when the Dover Acher is mapsik. You're going to say, I'm tovel and a mikveh. So this finger is a chatzitza. The water isn't touching this part of my hand. What do you mean? The finger is part of the hand. That's not a chatzitza. You can't say it's a Dover mapsik. So the Gemara says the Mizbeach Achitzon is not a Dover HaMapsik. It's part of the Binyan and the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara has a din. The Gemara has a strange din. If the Mizbeach HaKtoris is Neka Bimkomo, someone went into the Heichal and they took the Mizbeach HaKtoris and they moved it away. And the Kohanim are supposed to be Maktik Toris twice a day. A little bit in the morning. Machtzisa Baboyk and Machtzisa Be'er Abayim. It's supposed to be Maktik Toris in the morning and in the evening. So what if someone moved away the Mizbeach, Mizbeach HaKtoris? It's a keli, it's not Mechubel HaKarka. Then the coin goes in the morning, it's Makta the Ktoris on the floor. So the Gemara says it's kosher. Mizbeach HaKtoris Shenech Bemkomo, it could be Makta Ktoris Bemkomo. What kind of halacha is that? So Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik explains that the Mishnah says in Yuma that Bizman Baisheni, the Orem with the Luchas was not there in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So when the Kohen Gadol went in to do the Avodah, so he's supposed to be Zorik, Lefnei HaKaporis, Achas Lamaila, Sheva Lamata. What Lamaila Lamata? There's nothing there. So the Mishnah says there was an Evan Shasiya there, and the Kohen Gadol would do this Rikas Adam in that location where the Oren used to be. What does it help? The Oren used to be, but there's nothing there now. The Avodah Soloveitchik said that it's Kitchelos Ilovoi. The Halacha says not only in general the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam Beis HaMikdash is Kitchelos Ilovoi, retains the Kedusha even after it's in a state of Churban, even each specific section. The Kodesh HaKadoshim retains the status of Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Heichal retains the status of Heichal. The Azorah retains the status of Azorah. Ben Hulam Olam Mizbech retains the status Ben Hulam Olam Mizbech. In the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that section that's Mechubin Keneged Ha'oran, that's called Keneged Badei Ha'oran. Even though there's no Oran there, it's Kitchel Lasser Lover retains that status. So that's what the Gemara says, Mizbech Shenekem Emkom, and Mizbech HaKtoros was removed. We say Kitchel Lasser Lover, it's not in a state of Churban. After the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, then it's a Machalekes HaTarayim, where they say Kitchel Lasser Lover, no. Machalekes the Ramam and the Raivin had a Paschal La'alacha. But here we're talking the Beis HaMikdash is not destroyed, just some wise guy went in for maintenance purposes. One of the Shvartzes went in order to clean up over there, whatever. So he moved them, Mizbeach HaKtoris, to a different location. So the din is the Kohen can go in the morning and the evening and do the HaKtoris B'mkoma. Why? Because Kitchelos Ilovoi, it wasn't Chorv. That Mokum has Kedusha. That would not apply to the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Why is it only about the Mizbeach HaPnimi? So there's a Tosfos in Zvachim, where Tosfos writes a Loshen, that Zrikas Adam needs a Mizbeach. Avodas Adam needs a Mizbeach. But if, let's say, somebody brings a Mincha to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mincha you burn on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So if the Mizbeach HaChitzon will be Nekab Komo, and someone will be Makta the Mincha on the Mokum HaMizbeach, the Tosi says that would be good. Just like Atzushtel, just like the Mizbeach HaPnimish and Nekab Komo Maktim Ktaris Komo, so too if the Mizbeach HaChitzon would be Nekab Komo, so Tosis writes an original Chiddush. There's no source in the Gemara. You can be makter a mincha b'mkom. It's only a din by avodas Adam. Ktoris and mincha, all you need is the mokam ha-mizbeach, and avodas Adam needs an actual mizbeach. Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik suggests otherwise. He wants to say, maybe it's only a din by ktoris, not a din avodas Adam as opposed to ktoris and mincha. Not like Tosis, he wants to say, because Tosis has no mokam in the Gemara. So he says on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol does haktaris, haktaris, lefnai v'lefnim, not on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He does on the floor. He puts it on the machta, takes in a kafa machta. The machta is molo machta gachle yesh. Then he takes molo chofna of ktaris amadaka, and he's machta the ktaris, daka men adaka, he's machta it on the floor. So you see that there is an institution, there exists at least once a year on Yom Kippur, there exists a possibility of haktaris, haktaris, Not on any mizbech, on the machta. So that's what tipped off the Gemara. That's how the Gemara understood, because on Yom Kippur you have a kiyum of haktaras. Haktaras, haktaras, not al gabi hamizbech. So that's what led them to understand that all year long also you can do it. You can be machta haktaras on the floor, you don't need a mizbech. I thought maybe it's a different difference. I thought not like Tosfos, and not like Rav Avla. I thought the difference would be based on what the Gemara said, because the Mizbeach HaChitzon is dino ke binyan, and Mizbeach HaPnimi is dino ke kli. So you're going to say Kitchelos Ilovoi, like Rav Avla said, Kitchelos Ilovoi. The Mokum where the Oren used to be, so that's Bein Badei HaOren. So even though Bai Sheni there was no Badei HaOren, but it's Kitchelos Ilovoi. That Mokum retains the Kedusha's Mokum Badei HaOren. So the Mokum where the Mizbeach HaPnimi is supposed to be, and the maintenance workers moved it away, or someone pushed it away for some reason or another, so that that spot on the floor retains the kedushas makam of the mizbeach hapanimi. So it can be makta. What are you going to say on the mizbeach hachitzen also? The makam on the floor is kitchen losi lava. No, the mizbeach hachitzen is binyan. So the floor is the top of the mizbeach. So if you moved it away, it's not the right location of the floor. If you move away the mizbeach hachitzen, you can't say on the floor kitchen losi lava. The floor is supposed to be the top of the mizbeach, because the whole mizbeach hachitzen is supposed to be binyan. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik understood in this problematic Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra, in the end of Tetzave, raises that question: how come the Mizbeach Mizbach HaKtaris is all the way at the end? Doesn't it belong in the beginning? So Rambam writes, there's one mitzvah here, the Osir LeMikdash, and everything Achelkei HaMitzvah. You should build the Beis HaMikdash with the furniture of the Beis HaMikdash. They're Klei HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaPnim, and the Mizbeach HaChitzen, and the Menorah, and the Shulchan, and the Oroin. Everything is all part of one big mitzvah. To have a Beis HaMikdash, the klisharis are not the furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. They had klisharis to be mekabel dam and to put a mincha and to put the komets in. They needed klisharis for a lot of things. But this is Klei HaMikdash. Klei HaMikdash have a separate din. Klei HaMikdash are the furniture in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the Ibn Ezra's shaila. If the Chumash describes the Beis HaMikdash with the Klei HaMikdash with the furniture, how come that piece of furniture is all the way over there? So he says, because the Mizbeach HaChitzon is mamish part of the binyan. And the other kelim are Klei HaMikdash, the Shulchan and the Menorah and the Oroin. That's like the Mita Kisei Shulchan and Menorah. That's Vachnas HaSarchim. And the Mizbeach HaPnimi is solely for the purpose of HaKtoras HaKtoras. And Zrikas Hadam, Machas Bashana, Yom Kippur, you do Zrikas on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And it's not for the purpose of Achnos HaSorch. So that's why the Chumash, that's how Rav Soloveitchik understood that problematic Ibn Ezra. That's why the Chumash doesn't mention Mizbeach HaKtoras and Parshas Truma. So the Beis HaMikdash has many different functions, many different roles. The Rambam says that it's one mitzvah to build Rosh HaMikdash, one mitzvah, and the Klei HaMikdash, all the furniture, are details. That's all Prote HaMitzvah. The Ramban disagrees with the Rambam. Rambam thinks that there's one mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. Then the mitzvah to make a menorah is a Heksha mitzvah to fulfill a mitzvah of Hadlokas HaMenorah. Since we count Hadlokas HaMenorah as a mitzvah, there's no need to count the mitzvah to make a mizbeach. Then there's a mitzvah to be maktuk teres twice a day. So there's no, you don't have to count as a separate mitzvah to bake a mizbeach teres. That's a heksha mitzvah. That's like, there's a mitzvah to lay tefillin. Is there a mitzvah to buy tefillin? If you don't buy tefillin, you won't be able to put on tefillin. You can borrow someone else's tefillin. Okay, let's say a talis. If you borrow someone else's talis, you're not yet, it has to belong to you. So do you count it as a mitzvah to be koina a talis? No. The talis, you have to have a talis. That's a heksha mitzvah. You have to buy lulav and an esrog. If not shalachem, you're not Yotze. It says a mitzvah to buy lulav and an esrog. It's a heksha mitzvah. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, it does make sense to count a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to build a mizbeach hachitzoin. That's a heksha mitzvah to bring korbanos. We already counted all the korbanos. It does make sense to count as a mitzvah to build a mizbeach hapnimi. That's a heksha mitzvah to be able to fulfill a mitzvah of haktoras haktoras. It doesn't make sense to count a mitzvah of a shulchan. That's a heksha mitzvah to fulfill the other mitzvah of lechem aponim. And so on. But he says the Oroin, you don't do anything with the Oroin. And he doesn't agree with the Rambam that it's one mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash with all the furniture, with all the klamim. So the Ramban writes in Mitzvah Seseh Lamed Gimel, when the Rambam says one mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash and all of the furniture in it, Ramban writes he doesn't agree. He says the reason why you don't count all the others because they're Heksha mitzvah for Hadlaka Samanara, Heksha mitzvah for Haktaras Haktaras, Heksha mitzvah for haktoras ka hakrobas kolakavonis, and he says and the oran should be counted as a separate mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, another mitzvah to build an oran. So you say the way the Rav Soloveitchik was interpreting the Ibn Ezra, he was assuming like the Rambam that it's one mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash with all the furniture in it, that's the way to fulfill hachnasas orchim. to Aliyas Kir Ketana, to have a room, a location, with Shulchan Menorah Kisei Yamita. Yeah. He was assuming that the Ibn Ezra is along the lines of the Rambam, not like the Rambam. Right? There is a mitzvah to study all the details in Parshas Truma Tetzaveh, even though these are really Hayroa Shoah. A lot of this is only Hayroa Shoah. A lot of this is not going to be Noeg Lidoris with the third Beis Hamikdash. The Gemara says in a few places, the Gemara asks Shaila, the Gemara will sometimes ask Shaila, what's the nature of the din? What was the Hayroa Shoah? Then the Gemara says, Bitl Torah, Maida Hava Hava, whatever was, and it won't be again. So what are you wasting your time to pilpul what the din was? Much of the Meshech Chachma is like that. Meshech Chachma has a lot. He discusses what the dinim used to be before everything was changed. But bottom line, now everything was changed. So the Gemara seems to say that that's bitul Torah. The Gemara says, "My da have a habit." So the Gemara asks in the beginning of Yuma, how do they put on the big day? The Gemara says, "My da have a habit." What's the difference? So the Gemara says, either lemizbekroy, you have to know how to read Chumash. So even if the Chumash writes something that's only Hayrosha, but you got to know how to translate the words. So that's Talmud Torah. You don't say that's bitul Torah. Or if it'll chapan afkemina lasi lovoi, if it'll be relevant the way it was then, that's how we should do when the third Beis Hamikdash will be built. So if it'll be an afkemina lasi lovoi, then it's vayta divrei Torah. But if it's neither lemizbakroi, if it's not in order to understand what it says in the Chumash, in Torah Shebichsav, Nevi Muksun, or nor is it relevant lasi lovoi, then the Gemara says that it's bitul Torah. That's the Pella. Much of the Meshech Chachma is like that. Big chunk of the Meshech Chachma is Maida Hava Havi, and it's not L'miz Bekroi. He's just explaining what the din was at that time, and it's never going to revert back to be like that. So what did he spend so much time for? This mitzvah of learning about the Beis Hamikdash has an added feature to it. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Megillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu on the occasion of the Bris Milah, he's giving him Eretz Yisrael. We have a minig. It says in the Mate Moshe, we have a minig when you attend the Bris, you give him Matana. So the minig is based on the Mate Moshe. The minig is based on the fact that Rabbanu Shalom gave a Matana to Avraham Avinu. What did he give him? A baby outfit. He gave him Eretz Yisrael. So when you attend the Bris, you got to give him Matana, just like the Rabbanu Shalom gave a Matana. So Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, "Bama'ida ki Rashenu." So what does that mean? So there's one medrash that says, "How do I know you're not going to double cross me? How do I know you're going to keep your word?" Then the medrash says he was punished. Achutzbeh, yodoy ateida ki ger yezaracha beretz lelahem. He says, "Bama'ida." Rebbeinu Shalom says, "Do v'sheinin al visen. I'm going to punish you. What kind of a chutzpah do you have to say, Bama'ida?" And the Gemara says in the end of Megillah that it wasn't with chutzpah. Different opinions at the time. It wasn't with chutzpah. He said, Be'ezes chus, Ba'ma'ida kirashenu, I'm getting it for nothing. What do I have to be medactic about? Which one of the mitzvahs? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, Kol li'egna mushaleshes means b'schus hakrabas hakarbonas. Then Avraham Avinu asked the Rebbeinu Shalom, and what's going to be b'zman shein beis hamikdash kayim? 1948, there's no beis hamikdash, you're not bringing any karbonas. So what chus do we have to maintain Eretz Yisrael? So the Rebbeinu Shlom tells them, if you'll recite the Parshas HaKarbonos, I'll consider it as if you live is Bancha Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So you don't just recite the Parshas HaKarbonos and Beyoitze, you got to bring the Karbonos. But if you live is Bancha Beis HaMikdash Kayam, and the maximum you can do is recite the Parshas HaKarbonos, so we say Neshama Farm Svaseinu. That's the last Amid Beis in Maseches Megillah. So the question is, does that have toch and the Shalma farms are saying, does it only apply to Karbonas, or does it apply to all mitzvahs? Let's say the Jews lived in Soviet Russia and they didn't have the opportunity to bake any matzahs. They didn't have a lulav and an esrog. So would you say, let them learn the dinim of lulav and esrog, malani alayim kilu, they shook a lulav and an esrog? Or the story is told about Big Tam Chachman, he became old, he couldn't go to shul anymore, so on Monday and Thursday he davened at home. Monday and Thursday he felt bad, he missed Kriyas HaTorah. So he will learn Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, Malan Alem Kiel, he heard Kriyas HaTorah. So the question is that so? This Haftoch applies to all the Taryag Mitzvahs HaTorah, does it only apply to Korbanos? So that's a famous machloikis. The Chafetz Chaim wrote a whole introduction for his Sefer Asifa Zikanim. He encouraged everybody to study Kodshim. Mashiach is on his way, and we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to be Makor Karbonos. Everybody has to know the dinim. So he reprinted the Svarim of the Achrayim on Seder Kodesh and called Asifas Kenim. And he quotes from the Rishonim that this Haftach only applies to Hakrabas HaKarbonos, doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. And the Mabit, who was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, who was in the Bezna of Rabbi Yosef Karo in Svat in the 1500, Mabit writes in his Sefer Beis HaLakim, it applies to all mitzvahs. There's a Gemara Megillah. Gemara says when Purim falls out on Shabbos, in our calendar Purim never falls out on Shabbos. Shushan Purim falls out, but if Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Gemara says you're not allowed to read the Megillah. So the Gemara, there's a discussion there. Rashi and Tosfos, would you say learn the dinim of Megillah and it's considered as if you fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah? Well, no, there ain't no such thing. It only applies to Karbanos, doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. So I want you to assume, like the Chafetz Chaim says, that this Haftoch and the Shalma Farms of Sena only applies to Karbanos. What about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Does it apply? There's a mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash. So now it's not Biyadeinu. Harabai says Biyadeinu, but it's not Biyadeinu to build a Beis HaMikdash, to make a world war if we're going to remove the mosque over there. So is there an inyan to learn the Hilchas Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Mala and Alam Kila, they built the Beis HaMikdash? So there is a little sefer that was written by Rabbi Azriel Hildesheimer. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was the grandson of the original Azriel Hildesheimer, who established the seminary in Berlin, the rabbinical seminary. So the purpose of this thin little sefer is to be miyashev the contradictions within Josephus, and the contradiction between Josephus and the Mishnayos on the midas of the Beis HaMikdash. What exactly was the layout of all the various rooms in the Beis HaMikdash? So there are contradictions within Josephus. Josephus lived in the time of the Bais Sheni. He was walking around there. He was a kohen. So he was a general in the army. So he was there. So there are contradictions within Josephus, and then there are contradictions between the Mishnayos and Josephus. So he published the whole sefer. So the first page of the sefer, he writes, he quotes Midrashim, that this Haftoche, Neshama Farms Hasenu, only, like the Chafetz Chaim said, only applies to Karbonos and also to Binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. It says Beferish, that if you learn the Dinam of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, in a generation where you don't have the ability to build the Beis HaMikdash, so it's considered Male Ane Aleim, Kilo Hikrivim. In the late 1800s, there was a Hasidish Rebbe who was a holy tzaddik, the Radzina Rebbe. He was everyone should be very eager and interested in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. He thought, we got to do whatever we can do. So when they're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, they want to have Kohanim do the Avodah, so the big Dekun and next week's Sedra have to have Tchelus. So Tchelus, Alpi Pashtus, has to be from the Chalozain. The Gemara says Tchelus has to be from the die from the Chalozain with respect to Tzitzis. The Gemara never says Beferish with respect to the big dekuna, so that the various Yisrael HaMishnayis in the beginning of Seder Moed has a whole kuntras on big dekuna. So he has this suggestion that maybe you only need chalazon for tzitzis, maybe you don't need chalazon for chalas for the big dekuna, you just need that it should be the right color. But that suggestion has not really been accepted. He says it based on a Rambam, that the Rambam only says chalazon by tzitzis. Rambam never says it by big dekuna, but the pashtus is tzitzis is first in the Rambam. You have Mada Habas Manim, so he has tzitzis in the beginning there by Ahava. And then when he gets to the Avodah, when he gets to the Beis HaMikdash, he writes, you got to make Tchelus, like I said over there. So it means the whole works. He doesn't have to repeat everything all over again. He already wrote that you need the Chalazon in Hilchas Tzitzis. So later, the Rambam is relying on what he wrote before. So the Pashtus says that you do need the Chalazon. So then some Gedolim had a suggestion that there's a Machlokes Satanoim in Menachos in Perakat Tchelus, where the Tchelus is Makeves as Halavon. And the Machlekes of Rishonim had a Paskin. So most of the Rishonim Paskin, like the Chachamim, that for so many centuries we've been wearing tzitzis without Tchelus. So we assume Tchelus is not Miyakev. So some said, just like the Paskin, Tchelus is not Miyakev in the tzitzis. So Tchelus is not Miyakev in the big Dekuna either. So if we'll succeed in building a Beis HaMikdash, we'll be able to have the Kohanim do the Avodah without the Tchelus. So the later Gedolim said it's not true. Is it before Rishat Tosefta? That by Big Dekuna, Rabbi Tzvi Pesach Frank has a long contrast on this. That by Big Dekuna, the Tosefta says explicitly that for sure, Tchelus is Me'akev. Everything is Me'akev in the Big Dekuna. So this Hasidic Rebbe was very eager to do whatever we can do to prepare for the building of the third Beis Hamikdash. So he traveled, he lived in Radzin in Poland, he traveled specially to Italy to visit. He heard there was a big aquarium there that they have all the sea animals. And he spent a while there, and he determined which one is the trailers, and that's it. He did it not so much for the tzitzis. His main interest, tzitzis is also important. And then they had the Radzina trailers. Tens of thousands of people were wearing trailers before the Second World War. Hasidim, they were wearing Radzina trailers. His main interest was this was the way to prepare for the building of the Beis Hamikdash. We should be able to bring all the karbonos. And then there was a big machlekes whether he made a mistake or he didn't make a mistake. Shaila whether his chelus was accurate or not. The minig is that you have white beged for two reasons. The tzitzit should be a white beged. Shlomo Karbach had a very psychedelic combination of colors on his talus. But in Shulchan Aruch, the ancient minig from the days of the Ramah and before was from the Kabbalim, from the Bali Atesis. The minig was you wear a white beged for two reasons. One reason Alpi Nigla, one reason Alpi Nista. So the reason Alpi Nista, Alpi Kabbalah, is that I think it's in Daniel. Daniel has a vision. He imagines the Rabbanu Shel Olam as an old man with white hair. Sarei Ka'amar Noko. The Rabbanu Shel Olam's hair, he's an old god, not like Yoshka, he was just born a couple of years ago. Rabbanu Shel Olam is an old man, so he has white hair. Sarei Ka'amar Noko, it's like clean tzemer Noki. Levushei Kitlag Chiver, he's wearing a white beged, white like snow. Levushei Kitlag Chiver, like white as snow. So the Sefer Hasidim writes, based on a Kabbalah tradition, that the vision of Daniel had the Rabbanu Shel Olam wearing a white talus. So the Hasidim complains that in the days of the Bali Atos, the days of Rishonim, it was a common practice, many Balabatim would only, they wouldn't wear tefillin. They said, a frumishtik, tefillin, you need a gufnoki, and we don't feel that we have a gufnoki. So the Smag traveled all over Europe. The Smag was an itinerant preacher. He's known as Rabbi Moshe HaDarshan. The Smug, and he traveled all over the place to encourage the people, you have to wear tefillin. What kind of shtick is this? You think you don't have a goof knock, so don't wear tefillin all day long, so wear when you daven shacharis and take it off. This is a frumish shtick to say, I don't have a goof knock, I don't want to wear tefillin. And then many people only wore talus on Shabbos and Yom Tov. In the weekdays, they wouldn't wear talus. So the Sefer Hasidim complains about that. The Mevaza, the Malbush of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. The Rabbanu Shel Olam in the vision of Daniel, he envisions the Rabbanu Shel Olam wearing this levushi kitlag chiva, wearing a white talus. So based on that tradition in Kabbalah that the Rabbanu Shel Olam was wearing a white talus, so that's alpi nista, that's why we choose to wear a white talus. Then the Ramah gives a reason, alpi nigla. The Gemara has it in that the chute hatzitzah should be nasan hatzitzah hakonaf sil tcheles. So the Gemara says the string should be mimin hakonaf. The Gemara says mimin hakonaf means made from the same material. If you want to have, let's say, silk strings, that's only acceptable if the garment is made from silk. If you want to have cotton strings, only acceptable if the garment is made from cotton. The same material. If you have strings made from wool, so shel tzemer is pachem b'chol mina begod. That's good even in a silk garment or even in a cotton garment. But if you have strings, chuti tzitzis, that were made from silk or from cotton, that's only good if that's the minag, the minag beged. So the Rambam's opinion is the hakonaf min konaf, that the strings have to be min hakonaf, doesn't only apply to the material, applies to the color as well. So the Rambam says, let's say you're wearing a green color garment or an orange color garment, so you got to have trelis, and then you have to have what we call lavan. So lavan does mean lavan. Lavan means whatever color the garment is. So if the garment is lavan, the lavan string should be lavan. If the garment is orange, so the string should be orange. If the garment is green, the string should be green. And all the other Rishonim disagree. They say, come on, kanaf min kanaf, and the Gemara only says on the material, it doesn't say on the color. There is no such thing. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, al pi nigla, in order not to get involved in that machlokes, whether you should make the lavan strings the same color as the beged, machlek is the Rambam, now the Rishon. So he says, you wear a white beged and the strings are white. Shalom alisol v'noim arameh. So those are the two reasons why you wear. So why do we have a black stripe, or some people have a blue stripe? So Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Levush, that zecha l'tcheles. What color was tcheles? What color was tcheles? So that's, tcheles is the color of the sky. Tcheles darma l'rakia. The sky at what time? In the daytime or at nighttime? So that's a machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi HaChumash writes, Rashi HaChumash at the end of Parshas Korach writes, the color of the sky at midnight. The color of the sky at midnight is black. Such a dark blue that it looks like it's black. And the Rambam writes, color of the sky in the afternoon. A nice light blue color. So whatever trailers he's going to use, you can either make a dark blue or light blue, depending how much you dilute it. If you pour in more water, you dilute it, it'll be light blue. If you don't pour in so much more, it'll be dark blue. Rav Soloveitchik once gave a yahrzeit drasha. He used to have yahrzeit every year on Gimel Shvat. So one year, the yahrzeit shir, he used to give a yahrzeit drasha 4 hours long. First 2 hours would be halacha, a whole pilpul shir. And then the next 2 hours would be machshava, drush, agarata, based on, connected with the halacha that he had said before. So one year he gave a shir on tzitzis, and then the chelak hadrush, he was explaining that there's a machlekes here, fundamental machlekes, Rashi and the Rambam, where the tcheles represents midas adina, tcheles represents midas achesed. So Rashi holds that tcheles is the color of the sky at midnight. Rashi in Chumash writes in the end of Parshas Korach that tcheles is miloshin tichlo, death. That makas becharis occurred at midnight, and the tcheles is supposed to represent makas becharis. So that's tcheles going to Rashi represents midas adin. Whereas according to the Rambam, tcheles is the color of the sky in the middle of the day. So that's midas achesed. That's not midas adin. Midas adin is shalit balayla. In the daytime, you say midas achesed. So he was going into passages in the Zohar to talk about this, whether tcheles is supposed to represent midas adin or midas achesed. So that's why some have a black stripe. Zechel tcheles, because going to the Rambam, going to Rashi, supposed to be the color of the sky at midnight. And others have a light blue stripe on the talus, following the Rambam, that the tcheles is supposed to be the color of the sky in the daytime. If you have tcheles, so then you don't need a stripe on your talus. You only need the stripe on the talus, a zechel tcheles. If you don't have tcheles, those who wear tcheles don't need any stripes.
Rashi in the beginning of Truma says that tchelet is yarok. So is that Rashi
Lashitata?
That's a darker color because it's
night? Yorok Kakarsi, Tosis pointed out, Yorok Kakarsi means green, because karsi is a green vegetable. And Yorok is anybody's guess. Tosis says it means brown and yellow and blue. And sometimes it means green. No one knows what color it is. Yorok can mean blue also. Yorok means any one of those four colors. Brown, yellow. Mar talks about Dam HaYorok. So there's a machlekes hatalam. If a woman becomes a nida, if she has a riyas dam hayorek. So one of the professors in the yeshiva many years ago, 40 years ago, gave a whole lecture, how is it possible to have green blood? So someone told Rav Soloveitchik about it. He said, what is he, crazy? There is no such thing as that green blood. He said, yorek means brown. Everybody knows yorek means brown. Esrik is supposed to be yorek. The Zohar says the esrik should be yorek. So the Hasidim insist on getting a green esrik because yorek, the Zohar says it has to be yorek. So the Mishkanes Yankiv was the Mesnagdash Rav in Karlin, where the Stolman HaChasidim lived. So he writes a whole tshuva that is ridiculous. If you have green esrog, it's puzzle. The Gemara says it's a puzzle, because it's lacking hadar. When the Zohar says it has to be yorik, yorik means yellow. It doesn't mean green. The word yorik hakarsi is green. So yorik means brown, yellow, all kinds of colors. So normal esrog is yorik alana.
Where did the Sefer HaChasidim, they would
use
to complain that people weren't wearing tefillin?
No, tefillin you need more of a gufnaki. Not to have hirurim roim. A couple of years ago I met a fellow in Los Angeles. He tells me, he asked me, is there any source in the Talmud that tcheles is poisonous? I said, why? What do you have up your sleeve? So he says he works for the federal government, and his job is to test all the clothing that people sell in the stores whether the dyes are poisonous or not, because there are children who will chew on their sweaters. There's some adults who chew on their sweaters. Okay, well, children chew on their sweaters. So if it's poisonous, so the government doesn't want it. So he that's his job, to test all the dyes in the clothing. He tested the new trailers that they manufacture in Eretz Yisrael, and he says it's poisonous. So he wants to know, are there any sources in the Talmud? So I said, the only thing that comes to mind is this Rashi Achumish, that Rashi says, Tcheles miloshen tichlo, death to the Mitzrayim. That's the color of the sky at midnight. And Makas Becharis occurred at midnight. So maybe it's supposed to be poison. I don't know. White on white. The Yekkes have white on white for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. They wear a white kittel and they wear a white yarmulke, a white tie, everything. So the Talis is also white on white. I don't know. Purity. Purity. Like a kallah wears a white gown. Symbol of purity. When you build a Beis HaMikdash, how do you endow it with Kedusha? You just build it and you say, Hareza Mekudesh B'Kedusha is Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah in Shavuos in the first parak says, Mishnah doesn't talk about endowing Kedusha Yeshma. Mishnah assumes you have a Beis HaMikdash that already has Kedusha. You want to be Moisef Aluir V'Azoros. You want to add on to extend the Mokum of the Azor. You want to extend the Mokum of the Harabai. So you want to extend the Mokum of Yerushalayim. So Emosif and Aluir V'Azoros. You want to extend the Mokum of Yerushalayim. You want to extend the Mokum of the Azorah, so on. LLP, you have to have, it says in the Pasuk, V'chein ta'asu, and Rashi quotes the Gemara L'Doris. Just like you're doing now, so too you should do L'Doris, you should build the Beis HaMikdash and endow it with Kedusha, the same way we're doing it now. So how did they do it now, and how are they supposed to do it L'Doris? So they had a Novi, they had Moshe Rabbeinu, they had the Urim Tumim, they had a Kain Godol, and they had a Sanhedrin. Moshe Rabbeinu has B'mokamayin Aleph Koi, Moshe Rabbeinu had the Din of Sanhedrin. So the Mishnah says like that in Shavuos. Eim Asifin Aliyah Bar Zoros. And the Gemara says not only Eim Asifin, it goes on being Mikadish Metchila. When Shlomo HaMelech was Mikadish, the Mokam HaMikdash, he was Mikadish Yerushalayim. So in order to be Mikadish, you have to have a Sanhedrin, Urim Tumim, Novi. Urim Tumim is the highest level of Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi, and then the Aaron HaKohen checked with the Urim Tumim. So you need Sanhedrin or Ventumim, Melech, Moshe Rabbeinu had a din Melech, Ayibishur Melech. So the Gemara has a machloikes amaroyim, how to read the Mishnah. Does it mean b'kol eilu tanan or b'achas b'kol eilu tanan? It's sufficient if you have one of the above, or do you need all of the above? You need a Melech and a Novi or a Ventumim, Sanhedrin and a Kain Godol, you need the whole works, or any one of the above? So the Gemara has a shaila, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, that's clear they didn't have Urim and Tumim. Because it says in the Pasuk, when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, the Urim Tumim didn't answer. It didn't function, the whole Bayis Sheni. Urim Tumim didn't function. So how did they endow Yerushalayim with Kedusha? How did they endow Beis HaMikdash with Kedusha? So the Gemara says, if you hold Ba'achas M'kolei L'tanan, it's sufficient with any one of the above, you don't need all. Okay, so they renewed the Kedusha, they had all the other things. They didn't even need all the others. They had a Sanhedrin, they had a Kohen Gadol, so Genug. There was no Melech, there was no Jewish Melech till the days of the Chashmonai. Eretz Yisrael was under the Shulton of the Rumas Olam for several centuries till the Chashmonai revolted. But if you hold that you require B'chol Eilu Tanan, the Rambam Paskin B'chol Eilu Tanan, so how did they create Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash the second time around? So the Gemara says, Behechrech, you have to assume that Kedusha Rishayna was like Batlum. So they didn't have to be Mekadosh anything. Aye, but it says Beferish in Ezra Nechemiah that they did Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash. They did the whole story. The Gemara says it was only Lezecher. It was an imitation Kiddush. They didn't have to be Mekadosh anything. Everything retained the Kedusha. Kitchel Osulah, everything retained the Kedusha from before. So the Rambam has adopted that position. The Rambam paskins kitcha losi lovai, and everything retained the kedusha. And because he paskins, you need b'cholei lutanan, not b'achas b'cholei lutanan. He paskins b'cholei lutanan. So you can't assume that the Makam HaMikdash lost its kedusha, and then Ezra and Nehemiah were re-mekadosh everything because they had no Urim
and Tumim. There's a zecher for what? There's no notion of being mekadosh again.
No. I'm trying to remember. When they built the Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, so they had a Chanukah, and when they built the Mishkan Shiloh, they had a Chanukah. So they made also a Chanukah, but really they didn't need Bayis Sheni, they didn't need any Chanukah. because it retained everything, retained the kedusha. So the Gemara says it was only the zecher. The Rambam writes it when he says kitchel asilav, and the whole Chanukah that they did in the beginning by Hashem was only the zecher b'yalma. The Chumash points out that when you go into the Beis Hamikdash, you're facing west. We have our shuls in such a way that the Pesach of the shul is supposed to be mechuvin keneged the Aron Kodesh. You're supposed to face the Aron Kodesh when you daven, and you're supposed to face Eretz Yisrael. So we who live in America are supposed to build our shuls in such a way that the Aron Kodesh is in the east, and you're facing the east. Those Jews who live in China and Japan, that they're supposed to build the Beis HaKnesses where the Aron Kodesh should be in the west, and the Pesach Beis HaKnesses should be on the east, facing the Aron Kodesh, and everyone should daven like that. Those who live in South Africa should have a Beis HaKnesses where it's facing north. Those who live in Vilna should have a Beis HaKnesses where it's facing south. Wherever you live, you should have the Beis HaKnesses constructed in such a way that it should be facing the direction where you're supposed to daven, because you're supposed to daven facing your Kodesh. So the Chumash describes the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Heichal, everything was facing west. The menorah was on the left side, and the Shulchan was on the right side. See, we are in our shuls, we put the menorah on the right side. It's not the din on the right side, left side. The menorah is supposed to be the Doroim. So in the Beis HaMikdosh, if you're looking straight ahead, that's Mairav. So the left side is Dorim. By us, our shul is facing Mizrach. So we put menorah b'dorim, zechel beis hamikdash. So it's going to be on the right side. But it's not a word right side, left side. It's supposed to be menorah b'dorim and shulchan b'tzafon. So the Gemara says the menorah is supposed to represent chachmas ha-Torah, and the shulchan is supposed to represent ashiras. So the Gemara says, harotzo sheyachkim yadrin. If a person wants to succeed in learning Torah, he wants to gain chachma, he should daven Shmoneh Esrei facing the south, because that's the direction where the menorah was, on the south. What do you mean, face south? Everybody has to face Eretz Yisrael. It means it tilt a little bit to the south. And Harotza Sheyashir Yatzbin, one who wants to get rich. Since the Shulchan was Bitzafoin, the Shulchan represents Ashiris, so one who wants to daven Tatzloch and Ashiris should tilt a little bit towards the north. I remember years ago there used to be a Rabbi Lieberman, a European rabbi. He was a rav in, I think, Richmond, Virginia. I think his son used to be the principal in Stamford, Connecticut in recent years, maybe still is, I don't know. So this Rabbi Lieberman always had his funny line that all the big universities are in the north, and the wealthy multimillionaires that was 50 years ago, 60 years ago, used to be in the south. All the plantation owners, all the wealthy balabatim in the south. I don't know, probably changed now also. So he said, it should be fakert. Herotza Sheyachkim should go to the north of America. Herotza Sheyashir should go to the south, to the southern states in the United States. But that's how the Gemara says. Herotza Sheyachkim should tilt a little bit. Yadrim. So in Hungary, the minig used to be, the Aron Kodesh used to be facing east, and the Rav would sit to the left of the Aron Kodesh. So when he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he would tilt a little bit sideways. Everybody's facing Mizrach, but he would tilt a little bit sideways towards the Aron Kodesh. So he would be tilting towards the south, because the rabbi wants a brocha, hatzlocha, and learning. And the Rosh HaKol was always a wealthy balabas, so he would daven to the right side of the Aron Kodesh, and he would tilt a little bit. When he davens, everybody's facing Mizrach, he would tilt a little bit towards the Aron Kodesh, not to ignore it. So that's, he wants hatzlocha and parnasa. He wants, the rich want to get richer. And the rabbi has a lot of chachmas atar, wants to have more chachmas atar. So that's how they write. In Hungary, that was the meaning, that the Rav sat to the left of the Aron Kodesh, and the Rosh HaKol sat to the right of the Aron Kodesh. Meaning changed. In many communities, the meaning changed. They don't have it anymore. A lot of places, the rabbi insists he wants to sit davka to the right of the Aron Kodesh. The Chumash describes the various kelim in the Beis HaMikdosh, the Aron is described with the Kruvim on top. The Kruvim are described in Sefer Melachim, Kimar Ish Viliv Yosar, like a husband hugs his wife. Mar Ish Viliv Yosar, husband and his wife, hugging each other to represent the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hugging the Jewish people. Ribbono Shel Olam loves the Jewish people. There is a Gemara in Bava Basra, in the middle of the Bava Basra, the Gemara says, they seem to be Psukim and Chumash that contradict each other. Which direction were the Kruvim facing? There in Malachim, it says when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, it was Kemarish v'Leviyos, so the Kruvim are hugging each other. Obviously, they're facing each other. And the Psukim and Chumash says, Ufneim Labayis, that the faces of the Kruvim, they're back to back. They're looking at the bias. They're not facing each other. It's Psastira. So the Gemara says, even though they're made from gold, and the whole thing, the whole kapurus was gold, everything was solid, how can it move? The Gemara seems to say that there was a miracle. That was Mancha Osim and Tzona Shalmakam. They were facing each other, hugging each other to demonstrate that the Rabbanu Shalom loves the Jewish people. When Mizmancha and Osim and Tzona Shalmakam, so they're angry at each other, they're not talking to each other, and then they were back to back. They were facing the back. That's right. Rav Chaim Volozhin has a whole arichas in his Sefer in the Nefesh HaChayim. When the Jews are not us, Metzono Shel Mokom, so the kruv that represents the Jewish people should turn its back to the kruv. But the Rabbanu Shlom, why should he turn his back to Bnei Israel? So we're not us, Metzono Shel Mokom, but he still loves us. So he has a whole explanation. If we don't have that much love for the Rabbanu Shlom, and he doesn't have that much love for us. So they're both facing Pneum Labais. They're both in the group facing the Labais. So the Ritva in Yuma and Daf Nun Dalet is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara says that when the Nochrim Nichnusa Lahechel to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, Motsu Kruvim Urim Zebozeh. When is this? When they destroyed the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. It's unclear exactly which. Second Beis HaMikdash, there were no Kruvim there. It was in the basement. I mean, they went into the basement. The first Beis HaMikdash also. Yoshiyahu HaMelech was going as the Luchas in the basement. So when the Nochrim Nichnus Olahechot to destroy it, the Kruvim are going to be in the basement. So it's a little unclear which Kufa we're talking about. But that's what it says in the Gemara. Motzu Kruvim, Meurim Zebezah, hugging each other. And they said, whoa, this is what the Jewish religion is all about. Sex. A male hugging a female. It's like all the other Avodah Zarah religions. They're making fun of the Jewish religion. So the Ritva there is bothered with the Kasha. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, Bizman Sha Oisim Etzono Shamokim, the Kruvim Amurim Zebizek Kemarish Vilavios. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, obviously. Bizain Oisim Etzono Shamokim. If we're Oisim Etzono Shamokim, what's he destroying the Beis HaMikdash for? Bizman Sha Oisim Etzono Shamokim, how come they're hugging each other? Zapela, how come they're hugging each other? So some say, that's what it sounds like in the Gemara. Some say the Kruvim, the Gemara is not talking about the Kruvim on top of the Yarum. Both at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni, the Kruvim of the Yarum are not there in the Kodesh Kodosh. What? The Nochrim went to the basement. So some say it's referring to paintings that they had on the walls. That paintings on the walls of Kruvim hugging each other, a Zohar hugging and a cave. So that's what they were making fun of. And others understand, no, the Ritva, the Marsha there asked the Kasha also. The Kasha was already raised by the Ritva, by the Rishonim. So some of the Rishonim have an interesting expression. They say, the Gemara has a din, a married couple. So if the husband is going to go on a business trip, he has to be with his wife before he leaves on the business trip, because he's going to be away for a while. He won't be able to fulfill a mitzvah vayna. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam is going to go on a trip now. It's going to be a siluk shechina. He's not going to be with us. So hayotzei l'adera chayiv livka d'sishtoi. So right before the churban beis hamikdash, Rabbanu Shel Olam felt it has to be kruvim urim zebezeh. It has to show he's going to leave us for a couple of thousand years. At the time of the churban beis hamikdash, he's going to leave us for over 2,000, almost 2,000 years already. So he had to be chayiv livka d'sishtoi. So he had to give us a hug and a love. And a squeeze and a kiss to show us that he really loves us. And then he left. It's an interesting concept. Got to try to understand exactly what that means. Chumash says that there were tabois on the Oroin, and they put the badim in the tabois. So in Chumash, there's a machleik, is Rashi and the Ramban, where exactly were the tabois? So Rashi said the tabois were towards the top of the Oroin. The Oroin was very tall, and the tabois were towards the top. And the Ramban is Masik and Rashi. That's not the kovadik to carry an orain. The badeh ha-orain are on our shoulders, and the whole orain is below the height of the people carrying the orain. What the kovadik would be, the Ramban says that the tabos are towards the bottom of the orain, And the whole Aron is above the shoulder height of the people who are schlepping there. See, he disagrees with Rashi. So everybody has the kasha. Rabbi Shavel quotes, everybody has the kasha. The Gemara in Shabbos talks to the Pharish about where they were. The Gemara says, not like Rashi, not like the Rabbi. The Gemara says, more like Rashi. The Gemara says, normal is that you will put the taboas two-thirds up and one-third down. So it's not towards the top, not towards the bottom. If anything, it's like Rashi. It's towards the top. But it's not like the Ramban. That's what they all ask. The Ramban is masig on Rashi. It's against the Beferish Gemara. Whereas in Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Beis. When the Torah says how we should make the menorah, so it says, Miksho teyose ha-menorah. Miksho means from one piece. So the word teyose is spelled Tof Yud Aleph Shin Hei. It's not a normal spelling, teyose. So the Ibn Ezra makes a whole fuss about this. He says, the Bale HaMasorah who lived in Tveria insists that it's supposed to have a Yud. And he traveled to the Ibn Ezra. He used to travel through Europe a lot. He was never successful in business. He writes, if I would sell candles, so the sun would never set. No one would ever need any candles. And if I would sell coffins, no one would ever die. So he always schlepped around. Tamachach, that's all. So he says, all the Sefer Torah that he saw in Spain and in France and all over, Avrayama, none of the Sefer Torah have this yud. He says the Chachmei HaMasorah say, the Bali HaMasorah who lived in Tveria, so that's what we have now in our Sefer Torah. We have Teyaseh with the yud. The Gemara says in Menachos that the menorah doesn't necessarily have to be made from Zohar. If you make it from Zohar, then you have all these details. Giviyah kaftarehu frachel. You have to have the whole works. Everything is l'ikuva. You can make the menorah from other metals as well. If you make it from other metals, then you don't need the gvim, kaptorim, and the prochim. Then you don't need all of that. When the Chashmonai entered into the Beis Hamikdash, they had to make menorah 1, 2, 3. So they didn't make a golden menorah with gvim, kaptorim, and prochim. That would take forever. The Gemara says they made a makeshift menorah. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim. Can you make klishores? You can't. Klishores from metal for sure is good. Klishores from cheres is cheap. China, klishores, that's not acceptable. What about klishores from wood? Is that acceptable or not? Shall eitz. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in sukkah and in menachos. And the Gemara says it depends how you darshan the psukim. Do you darshan with klala prata klala? You darshan with ribui miyut ve ribui. And the Gemara says this is a historical machlekes when the Chashmonaim came in and they had to make a makeshift menorah 1, 2, 3 the same day. So did they make it from eitz? Or should you say no? Shalates is puzzle. So it had wood on the outside, but it really had metal below the wood. So that's a historical machlokes and a halachic machlokes. We have a pasuk in the end of Parshas Yisro. It says, "Lasasinita lehechesav lehezov lo sasu lochem." Towards the end of Parshas Yisro. So the simple reading of the pasuk is, you're not allowed to make any avodah zaras. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation, a whole sugi in Avodah Zarah and a sugi in Rosh Hashanah. Losasun iti, period. Livat al hechez al hezol. Losasun iti is spelled Aleph Tof Yud. So one drush is Losasun osi. You're not allowed to make a statue which has the image of God. God doesn't have any image. Ein lo demus al guf, ein lo guf. So losasin osi means that man was created b'tzelem alakim. So you're not allowed to make any human statues. Losasin osi, that's one thing. Then the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation. Losasin iti, you're not allowed to make an image of those the musham moshin hamishamshin lefonai b'moder. You're not allowed to make images. You're not allowed to make a planetarium. You're not allowed to make an image of the sun, the moon, and the stars. Not allowed to make images of angels. Not allowed to make pictures of angels. I remember when I was a little boy, my father was a rabbi in Philadelphia in a shul. So my recollection is, I was probably very little, so my recollection was that there was a very tall ceiling. Stomach so high. I must have been so little, so it looked like it was 100 feet tall or something like that. So I remember there used to be a picture of the angels visiting Avraham Avinu. So that's exactly what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to make it, not only in the shul, even in a private home. Some people go to a special Judaica store and they'll buy these special statuettes that have the angels fighting with Yaakov Avinu. You have the angels visiting Avraham Avinu. That's exactly what you're not allowed to make. Not only not allowed to make three-dimensional, you're not allowed to make two-dimensional either. So the Gemara says, Lo sasun iti means Lo sasun dimusha moshin hamshamshin lafoda ba modah ha'elyon. You're not allowed to make images of angels. That's modah ha'elyon. And the modah ha'tachta means the sun, the moon, the stars. You're not allowed to make that. And the Gemara says, also included, all of these are included in the post, also included Lo sasun iti. You're not allowed to make images of the Kelim and the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build a house the same measurements of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make a menorah, demus menorah, kise, demus kise, and a shulchan like the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. So this is a question that Pesachei Tshuva raises in Yerideya when they quote this in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. It says, Siman Kuf Mamalev, you're not allowed to make Avodah Zarah. Then it says, you're not allowed to make angels, you're not allowed to make constellations, sun, the moon, stars. Then it says you're not allowed to make a room the size of the Beis HaMikdash rooms and the shulchan, the menorah, and so on. So they explain over there, if you're making a golden menorah, then it's only osur, you're only a violation if you make gdim kaftorim aprochim, because that's all the ikuvah. If you make a menorah from another metal, so then you'll be in violation even if it does not give him kaptorim aprochim, because the halacha says that if you make menorah of Beis HaMikdash from another metal, it does need gdim kaftorim aprochim. The Pesachei Tshuva there raises a question, the later poskim, other poskim discuss it also. Which Beis HaMikdash? You're not allowed to make rooms the size of the rooms in the Mishkan, because that's described in the Chumash. Or you're not allowed to make like the Bais Rishon? Or no, Bais Rishon is already gone. Not allowed to make like the Bais Sheni, that was the last one. Or no, you're not allowed to make the size of the Bais HaShlishi as described in Yechezkel. Which one is awesome? Which one is awesome? It's a little unclear. The British government gave the Israeli government a matana that they were so thrilled about, a menorah. So they didn't want the menorah. What are they going to do? Throw it out? They gave them a menorah. They're not allowed to make a menorah with seven kana. We make menorah for Hanukkah. It has eight, has nine. It doesn't have seven. So there was a shaila. What are they going to do with it? So Rav Herzer, I think, was the chief rabbi at that time. So he paskin that it's permissible to keep it. So they have it outside of the Knesset building. The menorah is only also if it can contain lights. The menorah that they made it doesn't contain anything for illumination. It doesn't have any room for lights in it. So that's why they assume that there's no issa.
Doesn't the Gemara Avodah Zarah say that in the shul there's a heter? The Gemara said they made Lendarti in the shul and Avraham won't happen there because of Rabin?
There are two issues. There's an issa to make a statue, and then if a goy made it, then there's an issa to have it around. Mishum chashoda, that people will think that you're worshipping it. So the Gemara says if it's a public location, then there's no chashash that the Jews are worshipping it. But sometimes there's another chashash, but the Jews are not allowed to manufacture it. It's acher masalo. If non-Jews made it, so then we didn't violate the issa asiya. The sasanita is an issa on the asiya. Then the issa not to have it is mishum chashoda.
So the ceiling will be okay. And Rebbe's father, sure.
But if we ask him to paint the ceiling, if the Jews ask them to, so that's a question of Amir Eliakim Mishari Surim. You know that Amir Eliakim is forbidden on Shabbos and Yontav. What about Amir Eliakim by Chosim Pipar Vadushpa? So the Gemara has a suffix whether Amir Eliakim is awesome. So the simple reading of the Gemara, Tosis reads the simple Pshat in the Gemara. Is Amir Eliakim only restricted to Bob Metzia Daf Tzadik? Is Amir Eliakim only also by Shabbos Yontav? Or is it also even an Isur Elav in the Kol HaTarku? So since it's an Ibayit Leiv Shita, so Tosis says, Tosis in the Raibit, right, you have to go to Chumra. The Rambam apparently understood that that was not the Sofik. It was a local Sofik, only in Chosin Pipar of Adushbo. Maybe it's not Amir Eliakim de Rabbana. The Rambam writes it's a Sofik, and if you violate it, you don't get Malkus. If the whole suffix was on the level of the Rabbanan, you're not going to get Malkus anyway. The worst you can get is Malkus Mardus. So the Rambam understood the suffix in the Gemara was a suffix de Reis, not a suffix de Rabban. Maybe if you ask a Goy, maybe it's like an Issa Chalois. Maybe if I ask a Nochri to be Chosim Pipar Vadushbo, maybe I'm in direct violation of the Issa. But the Rambam writes in Kol HaTorah Kula, Amir Eliakim is Mutter. The Rambam says I can hire, if I have a farm, I can hire non-Jewish workers to plant kilayim for me. And there's nothing wrong. The rabbi says, how can you do that? Amir Eliakim. So the Rambam understood this is for sure. There's no Amir Ali Akam and Kol HaTorah Kula. By a person, yeah. Human beings we see. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes that it's only also to make a statue of a person, to make a painting, a photograph is mutter. The Menchas Chinuch has a taina. He looked in the Rishonim, in Avodah Zarah, in Yuma. He claims that Rov HaRishonim hold that even to make a photograph of a person two-dimensional is also also. So yes, the Pela and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch, how come the Shulchan Aruch was Mekel, it should be an Issa to make photographs. That's why all those tzaddikim who are makbid, they don't want you to take their photograph. That's the das rov harishonim is like that. It's also to make a figure of a human being, and even it's only two-dimensional. So that the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is lehakel, that it's only also if it's three dimensions. But Taisus says, as far as the sun, the moon, the stars are concerned, when we look, to us it looks like it's two-dimensional. We know that it's three-dimensional. As Taisus says, it's also. Angels also. We have never seen any angels in real life. The angels also would be yasser, even two-dimensional. Only a human figure, that the Shulchan Aruch says, only yasser if you make it in three dimensions. But I think the angels is the same as the sun, the moon, the stars.
Well, got maybe the mazel that they have in the other, at the entrance to the old base measure. Is there any desert
in the kind? They have the yud base mazelus on the floor. So the Gemara says you're not allowed to do that. Yet for many years, no one ever knew what was on the floor because it was so dirty there. No one ever was filthy until Dr. Lamb became president and they cleaned the floor. So then they saw they have yud beis mazalos in a circle. It's a problem. There's a chashada that people are worshiping it. So the Gemara says there's no chashada if it's berab. But then there's a chashada that people would think that we asked them to do it for us. We did ask him to do it. Whoever was Dr. Rebel, whoever was in charge at that time, they obviously did. There's the bust of Dr. Belkin that the yeshiva did not commission. Someone else made that bust. He loved Dr. Belkin and made a bust. Then after Dr. Belkin passed away, I think, so he donated it to the yeshiva. So they didn't have the heart to throw it out. So they have it on display in the library. I think it says that who made it. Has the guy's name who made it. So there's no chashara that we're worshipping it. It's Barabim, it's in the library. There's no chashara that we commissioned the manufacturer of the bust. It says who made it. We put up a sign who made it. But this, the thing on the floor, there is a problem here.
There's a show in Brooklyn called Neosef, and it's famous. It's full of murals on all the walls, and apparently a Jewish artist is the one that was actually commissioned to paint these paintings, and they have, I think, somewhere around 7 or 8 Bate Knesses inside this massive shul building. And it's famous for its murals. It's the only shul in the world that actually has it like that. And the person that painted it was a Jewish artist who didn't have enough money to put his children through a Jewish education, so he actually made a trade with a yeshiva, a local yeshiva, that he would paint murals in the yeshiva for them. And as a result, they asked him if he can paint as well in the shul. They asked for Gabriel Rupian at the time. It was a big to-do. I think they asked for Gabriel Rupian and Moshe Feinstein. That's the way the story is told, and apparently it's okay.
What are the murals of? People, behemoths.
No people, animals, yes. You know, the Shvatim, stars and moons, star, you know, Shishmei Gracious, some concepts of, some abstract concepts, meditation concepts, Supim, you know, things of that sort.
There's stained glass windows in every show also. Is that different?
Stained glass windows with what?
With also, you know, images of, you know, of Shvatim and weddings and menorahs and all sorts of things.
No. If you have human, if you have angels, that you're not allowed to. Human figures, we assume, is only also if it's three-dimensional. But if you have the moon, the stars, that's Pashtus and the Shulchan Aruch, that's not allowed.
And animals?
Animals is mutter. But then the Shulchan Aruch, they have a lot of Rishonim said you shouldn't have paintings in the shul because it's going to detract from the people's kavanas atfilah. You're going to start staring at the paintings on the walls. They're not going to pay attention to the siddur. So the Rishonim recommended you shouldn't have any paintings in the shul. I don't know. Not familiar. The parasha says that when you make the Mishkan, you have to have atzi shitim omdim. So the Gemara understands omdim kederach kedilosam. They have to be standing straight the same way they grew from the ground. The mikana talami, the Gemara learns that from here, that whenever you use a natural item for a mitzvah, it has to be kederach kedilosam. That's how we know that you have to hold the lulav and the esri kederach kedilosam. The Achrenim have a question. Let's say you make an Aron Kodesh from wood. So you have to be makbid to make the wood keder kedilosim. So they say, no. The Aron Kodesh doesn't have to be made from wood. You can make it from plastic. You can make it from metal. There's no halacha. It has to be wood. So even if you choose to make from wood, there's no halacha that requires keder kedilosim. What about the schach? The schach of a sukkah has to be gedulei karka. So why shouldn't you require keder kedilosim? There will be a stunt to have the schach standing keder kedilosim. But the Achrayim work on that kasha. Why don't we require the schach has to be gedulei karka? Why don't we require you should put the schach in such a way that it should be oymik kederach kedilosam? The walls of the sukkah don't have to; they can be concrete. The walls of the sukkah don't have to be gedulei karka. Or bikurim, when you bring bikurim to the Beis Hamikdash, you have to hold all the fruits kederach kedilosam. You can't have it sideways. Does it say that anywhere? It's a discussion in Achrayim. You have to hold the bikurim kederach kedilosam. It's a question. The pasuk says, "When you erect the mishkan, hakemosa as hamishkan ke mishpat toy." The word mishpat often has the connotation of a din Torah. So, who's having a din Torah with whom over here? Hakemosa as hamishkan ke mishpat toy. So that's what the Gemara says. Yeah, there's a din Torah between one kerish and the other kerish. Kerish shezocha lehi nasim b'tzafain lehi nasim b'dorim. The krushim that were placed. And the northern side, you look straight ahead is west, so on the right side is north. So the Kroshim that were put on the northern side can have a taina. I don't want to be put on this, they're exactly all the same. Most of the Kroshim are exactly the same. So you shouldn't mix them up. You have to have numbers on every carriage or letters to put it exactly in the same spot, because it's like that's the mocker for Chazokah b'mitzvahs. If someone has the Chazokah to be the Baal Tekeah, you got to let him continue to be the Baal Tekeah. Someone was the Baal Shachris, the Baal Musa, whatever. He sang Kol Nidre, so he has the Schus to continue. So the Kerish is Zocha Lehinasa Mitzof and Lehinasa Midor. So in Hilchas Tzitzis, some of the Achrenim say, when you have a talus that's rectangular shape, you should put it simon to know which part of the talus is on the shoulders and which part is hanging down. So they shouldn't put it Fakir. That part of the talus that Zocha Lehinasa on the shoulders should not be put upside down. And many disagree. It's a deal with them. I really don't know. There's many disagree. What's the difference? Which part of the tal is on the shoulders? Which part is down? It's all the same level of chashivas. The tzafen is more important than the darim. The kachikachim can only be offered kachikachim shchitasim at tzafen. So the tzafen, the right hand of the azara, has more kedusha than the left hand. But does it say the kerish is achalin asein in this corner on the right should not be switched to a different location on the right? The whole right side is all the same madrega. There's nothing more important or less important with everything on the right side. Just stuff in the dorim is a difference, but the talus, the whole talus has the same chashivas. But this, when the Achrenim have a long discussion, the Stechemet has pages and pages about this. The institution of chazokah b'mitzvahs. Whoever was the Baal Tekeah has a chazokah, whoever is the Baal Tefillah has a chazokah, and so on. So the whole institution of chazokah mitzvahs is based on this pasuk. Vakemosas hamishkan kemish patoi. Kimishpata means, according to the Din Torah, that whoever had the schus to do the mitzvah has the right to continue to do the mitzvah. Okay.
Kids in like kindergarten will draw a picture of the sun or other different types.
You're not allowed to.
Everyone does like that.
Are you doing well?
Even though they have no idea.